But John paid a high price for his insights and his devotion. In December 1577, he was kidnapped, handcuffed, and secretly imprisoned in a monastery at Toledo. Despite attempted bribes and threats, he refused to renounce the reform. As a result, he was ritually beaten 3 nights a week for months. Teresa tried her best to rescue him, but without success. No one seemed to know exactly where he was being held. One outcome of his misery and despair was that he began to have profound mystical experiences, which he expressed in some of the finest poetry ever composed in Spanish. Finally, in August 1578, John seized the opportunity to make a daring escape. Vaulting the wall, he fled to a convent of reformed nuns. When his former captors stormed the nuns' convent to look for him, the prioress declared ambiguously, "It would be a miracle if you were to see any friar here." No such miracle occurred. She had hidden John too cleverly. In 1580, the reformed convents were given separate jurisdiction, which helped resolve the conflict that had made John's life so difficult. His works, such as Spiritual Canticle, Dark Night of the Soul, and Ascent of Mount Carmel, have continued to guide spiritual seekers in the Christian tradition for centuries. Though most of his letters of spiritual guidance were destroyed by their recipients for fear of repercussions. The Carmelite Martyrs of Compiègne. What the future holds in store, what fate awaits us, I do not know. I expect from heaven, in its bounty, only those modest blessings that the rich and mighty of this world look down upon and hold in scorn: goodwill to all living things, endless patience, and tender conciliation. A prioress comforting younger nuns during the Reign of Terror. During the Reign of Terror, 1792-94, of the French Revolution, many religious were persecuted. After the 14 Carmelite nuns and 2 servants at the convent at Compiègne were imprisoned in 1793, they did not try to escape. They offered their lives daily for the peace of France. Convicted of crimes against the state, they were sentenced to death. Because their Carmelite habits had been taken away, they quickly put together makeshift ones from salvaged clothes. In the shadow of the guillotine on July 17, 1794, in what is now the Place de la Nation, they knelt and chanted a hymn, renewed aloud their baptismal and religious vows, and went calmly to their deaths.